Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How great is our God. Sing to me.
Thank you.
How great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Highest praise. The book of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 48. The book of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 48. Again, wishing every mother a happy Mother's Day.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Every mother in the room, happy Mother's Day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To my own mother.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'll see her later on today. But right now, from the pulpit, I wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Give an honor to my wife, the mother of my children.
Hallelujah.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Give an honor to my mother-in-law and her absence. Happy Mother's Day. I don't know if she's back yet, but she's traveling from North Carolina. And I'm going to wish her a happy Mother's Day later on as well.
Amen.
The book of Luke, the second chapter, 48. Do y'all have that, church?
Amen.
Well, we're going to go back there, so mark that place. But we're going to begin in the book of John, chapter 19, two verses. John, chapter 19, two verses. I always hear preachers get up here and say, I'm not going to be long. So I ain't going to go there. Amen. I ain't going to go there. But I know if you have dinner reservations on today, I know that the restaurants are going to be packed.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Call on Father's Day, men of God. You don't need reservations. But all week long, restaurants have been packed because it is Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And we celebrate motherhood on today.
Amen.
We celebrate mothers on today. John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27. When you have that, say amen.
Amen.
John chapter 19, verse 26 and 27. And that reads, when Jesus therefore saw his mother, say mother, church.
Mother.
And the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, say mother.
Mother.
Woman, behold thy son. Verse 27. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. Say mother one more time.
Mother.
And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Go back to the book of Luke. Go back to the book of Luke, the second chapter, beginning at verse 48. Luke, chapter 2. Verse 48, are we there, church?
Amen.
And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy my father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said, unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, blessed is your name, Jesus, which is above all the earth. Holy Spirit, we give you liberty right now to move in this preaching moment. Father God, I thank you for every mother in the land on today. Thank you especially for every mother under the sound of my voice. Bless them and bless them indeed. Now, Father God, I give you full liberty to use me in this preaching moment. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. We come against anything that is against the word of Almighty God, because you said, Lord, in your word, it shall not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So, Lord, we give this time to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God's leading lady.
All right.
God's leading lady. Even as we see these two passages of Scripture, I am reminded today of motherhood. Even as we emphasize the Word of God today, putting a spotlight on mothers. We see in the book of Luke, in that second chapter, that even as they went up to Jerusalem to worship, as they did and accustomed to their belief during that time when Jesus was about 12 years of age, his parents would take him periodically up to Jerusalem to worship. And it would be a company of people that would make the journey. But as they had the worship experience and was on their way back home, they did not see Jesus, their son, within their vicinity. So they supposing that he was with a kinsperson or a relative or some other friend that was in the multitude going back home. But the Bible says, if you read that entire passage of Luke chapter 2, that they travel even further, a whole day's journey, and then they realize that our son is not here. So she says, as they go back looking for their son Jesus, they find him in the midst of the great men of God, Pharisees and Sadducees, and great men of God in that day. Jesus teaching them, asking them questions, and they asking him, a 12-year-old boy, questions. And as his mother sees him, he says, or they say, especially the mom, Mary, don't you realize, son, that we've been sorrowfully looking for you?
Yeah.
Do you realize what pain, what worry, what stress you have caused me, your mother, and your father? We were going out of our heads looking for you. Why would you do such a thing? And his response to his mother and his father, I must be about my father's business. But the point that I want to make from the text, and the point that God wants to make from the text today, is that the heart of a mother is similar to the heart of Almighty God. There's nothing like the heart of a mother. You can't explain it. You cannot put it into natural words. In the name of Jesus, there's nothing that compares to the heart of a mother. Oh, that's why. That's why so many fathers go walk away and don't look back. Or how we see this thing right here. So many in our land have and walked away. And it says to me as a man of God, sometimes I'm ashamed that my father was not there, but I thank God that I had a mother in the name of Jesus that had a heart of God. I thank God for a mother that stayed. I thank God. And that's why I chuckle sometimes. When I hear the statistics and the experts and the psychiatrists and the therapists say that a woman cannot raise a boy to be a man, the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
My mother, in the name of Jesus, had five boys.
Amen.
Five of us.
Lord.
Raised us from boys to men. Even as I see the young man in church today, prophetess, you raised your son. So many of us. My own life, and even as my mother-in-law is traveling, her only son, Gary, she stayed with him in North Carolina, married for 25 years, over 20 years in the Navy, in the name of Jesus, a man of God today.
Hallelujah.
Even some of our members said, Pastor, I won't be there Sunday. My son is playing baseball and t-ball. When the father should be up sometime in the stand, saying, go, son, go. Run, son, run. We got mama going. I was so proud, Pastor, to walk across that stage, and they said the top five of the graduating class, and they said Anthony Simmons, and I saw the face of my mother as we went through the crowd, and she was so proud of her baby boy.
Amen.
She was so proud of her son. Yes, I wish my father was there, but I thank God on this Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for mothers.
Mm.
That's what Mary had to deal with. See, Mary, like some of y'all right here, some of you may have planned to get pregnant. Some of you may have planned it with your husband or your boyfriend to conceive a baby. There's a chance that you premeditatedly got went into pregnancy, but for most people, it just happened. For most people, if we were to be honest and tell the truth up in here, just like Mary, who was espoused to be married to Joseph as a virgin, but God tapped her on her shoulder and said, Mary, I need for you to sacrifice and allow your womb to bring the Savior of the world into the world. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Mary, would you do this for me? And I thank God today, even as I love, I'm going to back up and say I like our President Obama, but there's one thing, I don't like this pro-choice. Abortion is wrong. I don't care how you cut it. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how you dice it. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Is anybody glad
that
abortion wasn't an option for your mother? Is anybody glad in the room that abortion was not an option? I thank God it wasn't an option for my mother. I thank God adoption wasn't an option for my mother. She raised eight of us. Eight of us. With an eighth grade education.
My God.
Eighth grade education raised eight of us. So my rhetorical question to you today, is there anything too hard for a mother?
My God, my God.
I know we say it about God, is there anything impossible for God, but a mother, God has fashioned you so that you can endure so much.
Yeah.
But that's why so many men who have left children, they left children to go for a career, not knowing that if you make money, money can buy you a house, but it cannot buy you a happy home.
Yeah.
It can buy you property, but it can't buy you peace of mind. Money! And sometimes even by friends. Oh, have you ever had a little money in the place all of a sudden?
Hey.
Oh, they know you hit the picket. They know that lawsuit came in.
Yeah.
They know you and your family driving and living well. They know some bling bling is in the vicinity. And when you have money, sometimes you have friends.
Yeah.
But church, Money cannot buy real relationships.
Amen.
There's some things that money cannot buy. That's why the Bible says the love of money is the root.
Oh,
it's the root of all kinds of evil. See that? Help me,
Hallelujah.
I want to stay on mothers. Because now we're living in a day where yes, he left the children for a career, and they left children sometimes for the church. And some have left her for her. But now, help me right now, we're living in a day where they're leaving her for him.
Mm.
Oh, y'all will catch that in a moment.
Mm.
It just shows you the degree of evil that's in our day.
Yeah.
My wife sometimes, and we're sitting there and watching TV, and this Burger King ads lately, and these men and women make thousands upon thousands to sell a hamburger and to sell a car and to sell an idea, and we're watching a hamburger commercial, and they're selling sex. And I'm saying to myself, what does that have to do with selling a Whopper? What in the world,
Jesus,
does that have to do with French fries and onion rings? See, our children, it's the devil, glory. If the devil can get into their minds and their psyche at an early age, he can cut off some things. And God is saying, thank God for mothers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank God
Hallelujah.
For mothers who said, yes, Lord.
Mm.
You know, I talked to a gentleman yesterday. And it grieves me sometimes what's happening in our culture. I like these action movies. And they're blowing up in bombs and guns and rifles and stuff. My wife knows I love this stuff. But sometimes I've seen this, these assassination movies, you know, the assassin with the rifle. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the war movies, and God, even as I took my shower today, and I talked to this young man yesterday who's going through a divorce, and he has a successful career, and the wife is a praise and worship leader, and I'm talking about seasoned saints.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the very elect of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about those who know better.
Mm-hmm.
The assassin, the devil, waits patiently. He plots and just like the assassin, the president, got so many protections around him.
Yeah.
But the assassin is patient. He know that high power rifle, that one bullet. He doesn't need an Uzi. He doesn't need a shotgun. He doesn't need more help. All he needs is a chance.
And
the devil is similar in how he operates. And I talked to this young man, and he said, me and so-and-so are going through a divorce. And I said, my God. I said, Lord, help us. And I called out the children. I remember when she was pregnant. And church, we're living in an hour where God is saying, you must hearken unto my voice. Mother, I know you've done well. I'm going to pat you on the back, but I still need you. We're losing so many mothers. We're losing so many young men. We're losing so many.
Glory, hallelujah.
That's why God says the heart of a mother, that there's nothing like it.
My God.
That there's nothing like the heart of a mother. Another friend of mine, we were talking, And the reason I share these stories is because I want you to realize you're not exempt.
Mm.
Amen.
See. Help me right here.
Jesus.
Even as the energy in this room was so high,
Jesus,
God is telling me on this Mother's Day, remind the mothers to encourage one another.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Glory to His name. Remind.
Jesus.
You don't know what people are going through. You disrespecting them. You don't know how hard-headed some of them are having with their children.
Jesus.
We don't know.
Hallelujah.
And He said, even as you showed him in a word, Mary encouraging Elizabeth, Elizabeth encouraging Mary, tell a mother right now, say, God got your children. God got them covered. Make eye contact with another mother. In the name of Jesus, I come with you so many of our children. But tell them, encourage that mother.
God got you.
I've never seen it.
Amen.
So you just hold on. You just hang in there. You just keep on keeping on.
Amen. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, guys, I think it's just me. But even as I propose, and y'all, some of y'all know my testimony, I proposed to my wife under a certain set of circumstances. In other words, my son Marcus was 2 at the time, and we had our 8-year-old son, Justin, and Pastor Rebecca's daughter was a teenager. And as I proposed to her under the arrangements that I'll see my boys periodically every other weekend or on weekends, and their biological mom is going to do this and take care of them, things kind of shifted as we approached our wedding day. So I had to tell her the truth of the matter.
Okay.
And I said, I understand if you want to back out. I'll understand if you want to change your mind. This is not what you signed up for. I thought myself certain things would happen, but God had another plan. And she stepped up to the plate. And I am grateful. I am so grateful today for her heart. She said, Anthony, you're a good man.
Amen.
I ain't throwing out the baby with the bathwater. You're a good man.
All right.
You want to raise your sons. I still got to raise Keita some more.
Jesus.
I didn't plan on it, but yes, I still say yes.
All right.
And as we went into that thing, and we study right now, those first sometimes 5 and 7 years was tough sometimes. And sometimes the blended family, the step family, and the second family, and some of y'all have children outside of wedlock. Some of y'all are on y'all second marriages. Some are on third marriages. Some have men our kids by this one and that one. But in the name of Jesus, it can work.
Hey.
I know what the statistics say. And Pastor and I studied this thing, did research, I mean in depth. Because the church that we came from said, listen, they approached us and said, y'all live in this thing. Y'all anointed, y'all gifted, we need y'all to prepare and teach blended families.
All right.
In other words, those who want to be married, who got children previously in another relationship, I need y'all to teach them how to make it last.
Amen.
So we studied blended families, and we got the statistics of children and money and intimacy and sex and romance, all these things that can break up a marriage.
Right.
And we studied and we applied some into our own marriages, but our main emphasis was to teach those.
Yeah.
And for years we taught, put up some boundaries. Put up some boundaries around your life. I know there's some allegiance there.
Amen.
I know there might be still some love there. Can we keep this thing real?
Amen. Go ahead.
I know there's still some feelings there. We're not naive. But God sometimes says, as he spoke to me 13 years ago, as he spoke to my wife, that was a season in your life. Baby, sometimes you got to turn the page. I don't know who that's for. But God is trying to write. He's trying to write.
Go ahead.
He's writing.
Go ahead.
All another chapter in your life.
Goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And y'all heard my testimony of what I grew up with. And the only of our siblings out of 8 of us that had a different father was my eldest brother, Larry. And my mother told me recently how my father kind of treated him differently than the rest of the 7 of us. And she had to sneak and sometimes buy him a coat or shoes. And he grew up to be a great man of God. 23 years in the Air Force, now he's a Christian, him and his wife over there in Germany, just doing great things for God.
Amen.
But even as I saw that, I said, Lord, I always hear this teaching on the generational curses. And if you look at Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you'll see they all denied their wives. They said, that's my sister. Abraham got scared of Pharaoh and said, Sarah, that's my sister.
Amen.
Isaac got afraid and said, Rebecca, that ain't my wife. And this thing went all the way down to the generation. And sometimes the stuff that's trying to come into you and my life, trying to destroy us, have been in the family for a long time.
My God. My God.
When you think your father was the first one to walk out, look at granddad and look at great grandpa and see what happened. When my mother was raised by her grandmother, see, guys, I'm trying. But we're living in a day, because we're talking about mothers, where mothers are walking away.
Jesus.
Amen. Stuff that's never been done.
Hallelujah.
Never. Mothers have never done what they're doing in the times in which we live in. It was unheard of. But it shows how cunning, how deceptive, how evil the devil is.
Amen.
And it shows that he's playing for keeps.
Yeah.
And that's why we can't play with holiness.
Yeah.
Oh, help me right here. That's why. We can give you the fluff. Go ahead. All these people that sometimes I talk about getting a divorce, they got 5,000 square foot homes. They got cars. Brother, I'm talking now is North Detective. Successful career. Woman college degrees. The ones I'm talking about make big money. Big houses. Education. So the church sometimes teach you to get all that stuff. Big old house. And y'all ain't happy.
Amen. Wow.
And we miss this thing.
Right.
We miss this thing where God is saying, humble
yourself.
Humble yourself.
Yes.
I understand. About a century ago, we were slaves in this country.
Yes.
I understand many of us come from nothing, from welfare to Wall Street.
Jesus.
I understand what it's like to make the NBA or finally get out of the hood. But it says the love of that stuff, money, is the root of not just all evil, but of us. That's why some make the NBA don't look back. They buy them over a car, a house, but they need more than that.
Amen.
They need more. See? When it says, son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. What Jesus was simply saying was that, I'm going to take care of you, mother.
Mm. Amen.
Mother, I got this. Mother.
Hallelujah.
Just do your part.
Yeah.
Mother, I'm leaving you. I'm your son. But I'm going to provide for you once I'm gone.
Jesus
always had mothers in mind, always knew. That's why he said, if you want to be a Christian, take care of widows. Take care of orphans. Because basically, that's what it comes down to. The ones that's walking around saying they don't need help, who think they don't need no God, life right now is kind of coming up roses. But keep living. I guarantee you, those folks who saying, I don't need church, I don't need the Bible, I don't need your prayer,
thank
I don't
God.
Need know Jesus. My words to them is that my Bible says every knee shall bow.
Every knee.
Every tongue shall confess.
Amen.
That Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord.
See, mothers, my mother put so much in me. My father did not teach me how to be a father. I thank God for a good pastor who I saw the way he was treating his wife. I saw him accomplishing things in life. I saw him reading books to educate his mind. I saw him not looking at the brothers hanging on the corner, not looking at those who are selling drugs. And let me just say this. Those who are in gangs, those who are in prison, if a young boy, because I'm a man, if you see your mother struggling every month to pay bills, if you see her and hear her crying in her bedroom at night, a lot of these young men are saying, I'm just doing what I have to do because that's their reality. They're rapping about it, they're singing about it, they're taking a high risk, but they think that is it. Because guess what? It's in them. Son, behold thy mother. Mother, behold thy son. I don't care how little they are. They're going to protect their mama.
All right. Amen.
It's just in a man to be a protector. Mm-hmm. We are priests. We are providers. We are protectors. That's why men can walk away. We don't have the emotions. We don't have that heart that I'm talking about here. We just don't have it. I know some of y'all have been broken.
Amen.
I know sometimes the pain in the past grips you, but Jesus came.
Amen.
That
children
might have life.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And have it more abundant.
Yes, Lord.
Have it more abundant.
Thank you, God. Amen.
And then,
oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
See, church, when you can have spiritual discernment, even as those young ladies left the church, I'm praying right here, Lord, keep me in spirit. Yes, it's a distraction, but I got others who are staying. Yes, Lord. I'm acting like I don't see. I'm acting like I ain't gonna be rude. Say, where y'all going, like some? But as they left, I prayed.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they said. I don't know what the reservations entail. I don't know what the plans are other than this. But that's the cunningness of the devil.
Jesus. Amen.
That's sometimes the enemy. Yes! Sometimes spiritual warfare is a real battle.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
Go ahead.
See, God wakes you up in the morning. Say, come to the house of prayer. Because, yes, you're in this right now, but I got something better, but it's down there.
Amen.
But there's some first and baby steps and toddler steps and crawling and falling you got to do right here.
Amen.
Just like a baby take their first steps and kaboom. And you have, as a mother, y'all been there. You have a natural fit. Don't let them get cut. Don't let them get a scar. Someone still got hickeys on their head. Remember you got that? I remember you got that. Big thing right here. But guess what? Now they're walking, they're running, they're making the NBA, they're making the NFL. Because guess what? They had to take the baby steps, they had to fall, but God knew they would get up and try again.
Amen.
Oh! God knew! It wasn't over until they mastered that thing called walking. And then they mastered that thing called running. Now there's no more stumbling, there's no more falling. But God is saying, for so many, the message that I'm sending into my Christians today, the message that I'm trying to get to the kingdom of God, the message that I want people to hear is that the world is going to come increasingly colder, eviler, and wickeder. And my wife and I sometimes sit there and say, because we go back and forth with this thing, let's not have church or let's not play church. And we agree, no, let's have church. Because I like having church. He took me out of the club.
I ain't coming
to church to be bored. I ain't coming to the yard. I ain't coming to get on the praise. They're going to be on us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
ain't nothing wrong with heaven.
Come on now, that's right. Jesus.
Took us right out of the barn. Out of the barn.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Out of the barn.
Good.
I ain't come to church.
Jesus.
To now be bored.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I ain't come here to be bored. So we're going to have church. We're going to bring the praise.
Yes.
We're going to bring the worship.
Hallelujah.
We're going to bring the honor.
Let's do it.
Hallelujah.
But don't play church.
That's right.
That's right.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Don't play church.
Jesus.
See, that's the differentiating thing right there. That many are just going through the motions.
Mm.
Yes.
And God is saying, now that's why you're hearing so many kingdom messages, because the kingdom of God really is at hand.
Yeah.
See, church, we have been taught down through the last few decades that it's about us. Even this gambit of personal prophecy, the spotlight is on us. You're going to have a great ministry. You're going to be all over the world.
Yeah. Amen.
You
are
going to win so many for Christ.
Yes.
Much of that is true. But you got to do it God's way.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That's the key to the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
You got to do it God's way. See, the prophet comes. That's why God says, I sent my prophet and you killed him. Because they ain't killing too many prophets telling you what you want to hear.
That's right.
I ain't killing homeboy and he's telling me what I want to hear.
That's right. Go ahead.
Well, what kind of prophets you think they killed? when God said, I sent
go ahead.
My prophet. Which one do you think kind of prophets they think they killed?
Hallelujah.
When you read the Chronicles, read Chronicles 1 and 2, it shows you about 1 Kings and 2 Kings, but it's a condensed version. And you'll always see this king rose up and he did evil in the sight of God, and this king rose up and he did good in the sight of God, and back and forth. But in all that, a prophet always was sent.
That's right.
Amen. In all of that.
Yeah. Jesus.
Especially for that one that did evil, a prophet was always sent.
That's right.
That's why God says, I do nothing unless my prophet's nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nothing.
That's what God.
Nothing. Unless first I communicate this thing. So when God will preach word of God through a man like who came to David, Jonathan, and said, you the one missing us. Now, David, you gotta see. I heard this week.
Nathan.
Okay. I said it was Nathan that came to David. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 1, verse 8, it says that if we say we have no sin, we lie and the truth ain't in us.
Amen.
But it says that we confess our sins.
Right.
It says that Jesus is just and faithful to forgive us our sins.
Yeah.
And to cleanse us
Thank you, God.
From all unrighteousness. Because the Bible says that we all have fallen short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
But the Bible goes on to say, right there in that 1 Corinthians chapter 1, that if we again say we have not sinned, it says we make God a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the word then is not in us.
Yeah.
So my word to you today is sometimes you got to repent.
Amen.
For some stuff.
Yes.
See, oh, glory.
Yes.
Mother, I am encouraging you, but sometimes the devil tries to get you, your mess ups, your mishaps, your mistakes, try to keep you in bondage.
Oh, yeah.
Mother, no! Brother, I would have done better. But now that you know, forget that thing, repent, quit it, let it go, and let yourself somewhere.
Thank you.
Most of us have error in life.
Amen.
But see, the devil is that voice in your ear that tells you or still convinces you that you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So sometimes the devil is the one,
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I see an outward action of a person, whether they stay in a bad relationship, whether they don't go for that supervisor job, position at the job, whether they stay in mess, I say, Lord, sometimes and I struggle with this sometimes too, because God is just taking me somewhere I've never known.
Amen.
And I'm like, Lord, who the heck am I?
Right.
In the world? What the hell from a hand? Who? But they just keep. God has opened the doors that no man can shut. Yes. He's shutting doors that no man can open.
Yes.
Because he's God.
Yes.
But if you don't think your wife's quality, you won't be wife quality.
Yes.
If you're convinced that you're not husband material, you'll never become husband material.
Bless the Lord.
If you don't think you can multitude, a minister to multitudes, to thousands, to tens of thousands, if you don't have that belief right now. Because there's a warfare that you've never known that's going to come against what God's trying to do. Oh, trust me, baby. It can be your health. It can be cancer. It can be a family member. It can be your money. It can be your marriage. It can be your mind.
Hallelujah.
But the devil's coming.
Hallelujah.
Because he doesn't want God to get the glory.
Hey, hallelujah.
So if you ain't ready for this kind of warfare, sit down and get ready. Sit down and be taught. Sit down and pray. Sit down and love. Sit down and get what God wants for you.
Yes, yes.
We want to rise up. We want it today because this society teaches us you need it now. But like you're going to drop dead tomorrow and ain't nothing going to happen that was prophesied over your life. And God is saying, be patient, son. Be patient, daughter. What's your hurry?
Amen.
And smell the roses. Smell the roses.
Go ahead.
Look at the beauty. To take your time in life.
Yeah.
This is Mother's Day. And thank God for every mother.
Hey!
Thank God for every mother. I came to Tara earlier and I said, happy mother. Whoa. I get it. I'm out. Thank God for every mother.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for every mother.
Amen.
Because, and I'm done.
Hey, God.
Ah, glory, hey, God. Yes, yes. Hey. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus.
Church, allow God to do what he needs to do. If you've been divorced, if you've been in a relationship that didn't go anywhere, if you've always been broke your whole life, that's not God's desire for you.
No, God. That's right. Amen.
You really can have joy in heaven on earth. This thing ain't for no by and by. See, that's why sometimes I love the men that's in church right now. You gotta give them the truth.
Yeah.
See, the emotional side of church, sometimes the church we came from had a lot of men. Because our pastor was candid. Listen, keep doing that. You're gonna end up with that. I'm keeping it clean.
Amen.
Just go ahead and keep thinking like other men and watch your end like their end. Just go ahead and yes, we have a strong desire for certain things.
Amen.
But God has given us dunamis.
Yes.
The kingdom of God is on the inside of you. See, people are twisted and I'm, you know what that is. That's
okay.
We'll talk later. think has been taught that you're just a little God. Mm. You can do all these great things. You're like the big God, but you're just a little God. And you do it. That's the wrong teaching.
Right.
See, the Holy Spirit that dwells on inside of you has been put there by Jesus Christ and God the Father. And it says it will do nothing of its own will.
Amen.
But it will do what the Father and I tell it what to do. So you ain't no little God. You still got Jesus and God the Father instructing the Holy Spirit what to do in your life.
Amen.
So church, when that voice speaks to you, listen to it.
Amen.
When that voice speaks, hearken to that voice.
Amen.
Because God says, I know the plan that I have for you, plans to prosper you. Let's stop right there. So the prosperity message is not wrong. We should own homes.
Amen.
We should have assets. We should have portfolios. We should. But the church now is becoming like the world. You know, in the world, there's executives at every company, like FedEx where I work. There's executives. The company's performing well. They have what you call headhunters. In other words, they go and solicit and go after great executives. To bring them to their company to make their company better.
Amen.
Now sometimes you got pastors headhunting.
Hello.
You're looking at my praise and worship leader. You're looking at my youth minister. You're looking at our church and the essence that God has tried to give in us. And you're giving them promises if you just move all that over here. You'll be more blessed right there. Just bring all that anointing. And we'll bless you more. And God is saying, what's happening to my church?
Hmm.
There's no loyalty in the world, but is there going to be some... Who said the word honor? Did she say the word honor?
Right.
Where's the honor? Where's the loyalty? Where's the faith? Oh, where's the faithfulness? The church shall live by faith. Mother, enjoy your day.
Amen.
Because God, what would James say? Faith without works is dead. God not just sees your natural labor of raising your children to the best of your ability, but all them labor pains you went through. I remember years ago they started allowing men in the labor room. Almost passed out. We acting all tough. Acting all macho. You put us up in them stirrups. We dead right there on the table. We dead. Die. It couldn't take it. A woman, a mother, they go through so much.
Yeah.
Mothers go through so much.
Oh, God.
But God said, your labor pain, your labor of love towards your children, even your yes mistakes.
Thank you, God.
But he's saying, Mother, I still need you. I need you, Mother, for the younger mothers. I need you to raise them up and show them how to treat a man, show them how to treat a husband. I need you to show them Mother, I need you to teach. I still need you, Mother. I know you're not raised yours. But now I got you raising grandchildren. Oh, glory, help me. I know. You thought it was over. And you're still changing diapers. You're still potty training. You're still bringing in people out of the goodness of your heart, saying, Lord, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
Yeah.
Touch my heart, Lord, and my feet. I don't even know if I'm singing it right. Speak to me. But God, God knows he'll never put on you more than what you can bear.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So if you're still helping adult children, if you're still changing diapers, if you got a daycare or you're a babysitter, if you're still showing these young boys sometimes the love And sometimes their own mothers don't sue them. If you're still embracing them like a son, embracing her like a daughter, if you still got enough mothering. There's so many that don't have the mothering. See, my boys, and we get testimonies about them a lot, Marcus and Justin, but guess what? They had a mother that nurtured them.
Amen.
They had a mother that cared. They had a mother that wished to be seen. And God is saying, I still need you, mother.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day. Celebrate your day. Get your flowers. Go eat your steak and your lobster. Enjoy your day.
You
be the queen for the day. You're Queen Esther today. But he said, mother, I still need you.
Amen.
There's so many young girls don't know how to do this thing called motherhood.
Amen.
So I need you, mother. Praise the Lord, church.
Amen.
La 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 Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
Hold on.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody.
Nobody.
Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is the confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us, but us.
Nobody, just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.